Welcome back. No filter, no bullshit, no way. I had something that came up, a conversation that really bothered me, really pissed me off about something that happened over a year ago in Cherokee County, which our department, where I live, my city, was part of a deal they called in for assistance. There was a man that took his wife and daughter hostage for whatever reason, being an idiot. I mean, just bullshit. You know, the guy's a piece of crap, one thing for doing that, but I just, what really, really pisses me off or grinds my gears or what the fuck ever is, you know, they have these, all these departments there, whatever, okay, out of town, yada, yada, they all line up there, the idiot comes out, shoots his wife dead, runs back into place, okay, well, you know, it's just, that's terrible, that muffler, you need to not even, just put a bullet in that cocksucker's head and just call it a day. You know, save the taxpayers money, but the deal is, he has a little girl in there, and anybody knows me, I got, when it comes to kids, I'll tell you what, I've got two of my own, and anybody, I'll tell you what, I'll fuck you up, I don't give a goddamn, it's just like, I'll beat you to death if you own my body parts, but point being is, they sit up there and call these people, well, SWAT runs up there, well, they knew there's a minor child in there, and this dickhead, okay, you're talking about, he's in there in a travel trailer, say one, you know, they are just what? 16 by what the fuck, 6 foot or whatever? Okay, you thought this little fucking area. With a little girl in there, okay. I don't give a fuck. And you know, this guy stepped out of that, I don't know how many times, just bam, 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 unloaded, I don't know how many rounds into the windshields of police cars, trucks, whatever. Okay, my point being, and really what I wanted to say was, I don't give a fuck if you had to wait 20 goddamn days. As a child in there, you didn't fucking fire a shot. I don't give a fuck. There's no reason, no excuse, you know, and it's just, and people are, okay, well, it's, and they say, anyway, they did not, for whatever reason, was this fucking stupidity, and everybody's to blame for this fucking deal. Some idiot from the department I live in my town fired a shot into that travel trailer, and guess what? Hit to kill the little girl. And that cocksucker's evening, I mean, that right there was number one mistake. I don't give a fuck. There's no way to debate it. I mean, this even says, well, whatever, you know, whether they're a good guy or a bad guy. I don't know how you just discern that. But anyway, there's never been a fire, anything shot into that, even tear gas, nothing at all, anyway, to hurt that child. Don't give a fuck. You don't know where that child is in that travel trailer. And, you know, of course you want to take out this fucking idiot, but you can wait him out. He'll fall asleep eventually. The kid will probably, you know, come on, if he falls asleep, he's man up the door and say, hey, daddy's asleep. Being, we got, you know, I don't care how long you had to wait. You know, that's what they're there to do. They're not there to just blatantly just put a bullet, you know. They killed a little girl, or one person did. And I'm not saying the guy don't feel bad. I'm sure he wouldn't. You know, he's just there, but he fucked up. That's it, he fucked up. Now the city where he works for is going to have to pay. He will probably have to pay. my point being is, you know, this could have went a whole of a lot different because, again, I say you wait the cocksucker out. He already done what he wanted to do, kill us already. He wasn't going to hurt his kid, obviously, because we didn't have plans. You know, he's obviously a piece of shit, and he's going to come. You're going to get him, but you're going to get the cocksucker. He's going to fall asleep. He can't stay awake forever. You know, whatever reason, they could have waited him out. It's just the fact that there's an innocent girl lost her life, and the family's in destitute. They lost their daughter. That's bad enough. Now their granddaughter, I mean, come on, they lost their daughter and granddaughter. That's just bullshit. Because she made a mistake and married or was with a piece of shit cocksucker, you know, probably didn't have a fucking job, fucking meth head for whatever reason, fucking sucking dick for beer money and didn't drink. Who knows? You know, he ain't gay for $20. I mean, who the fuck knows? It pisses me off so bad because, you know, I love kids, man. I love animals. And it's just like, fuck people. You know, I like kids and dogs and fuck everybody else. And that's why I'm because, you know, that's our greatest asset. I got two kids that, like I say, anybody. I would fuck you up. They lost their mom 12 years ago at violent crime. And it's still, to me, I'm not over yet, but shit you got to deal with. I mean, that's my family. And I just want people to realize that, you know, but think about this. There's no, I mean, you got to be thinking, unless you're a fucking total moron fucking idiot with no brain dead cocksucker, you know, that's eating your own feces, peeing on yourself, you're going to say, yeah, you know, you don't, a fire shot, anything like that. When there's a kid in there, it don't matter. It don't make a fuck. There's no reason for it. And whatever happens, is justified. I don't give a fuck if that department has to pay $25 billion and this guy loses everything up to his fucking shorts. That's too bad. He's when he signed on for check to serve, you know, that, and he should be smart enough to know. I mean, come on, common sense. He's about common sense. A fucking idiot would know that. You know, it just makes, it don't, anybody with any sense at all will tell you, could see that. You don't do that. That's the worst fucking, I mean, come on. It just, this country's so fucked up. It's like, and I'm not saying we haven't got the best law enforcement. Everybody makes mistakes and we need cops, I'm just saying. But think about this, man. I guarantee you, it, unless you're brain dead, 100 people will stab 100. Yeah, you don't give a fuck. You don't put a child's life on the line. Fuck that piece of shit, motherfucker. He'll fall asleep, like I say. Put a bullet in his butt, but he has to be done with it. You know, and don't put him in prison. And, you know, a guy kills. The guy's a piece of shit. Anyway, that's all I got to say, because it just bothered me, because I just, it came up in conversation, and, you know, I was smoking pot and relaxing, and I was like, ah, fuck. And you got to deal with that shit, and it's like, now all of a sudden I'm anxious, and I got anxiety, and that bitch, or whatever. I'm not saying that, just a bigger speech. You know, there may be a bitch close, but I'm just saying, guys. Anyway, have a good evening and a good weekend. And if you're riding a bike, keep your rubber down and watch out for the idiots, man. Cell phones down, people.